Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a Paychex company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome to the Friday edition of Insight on Business. Grateful that you are hanging around with us again today, no matter where you happen to be on the planet. This is the day that on Friday we get a little hyper-local with Jeff Pitts. He is the managing editor for City View Magazine. He's the guy that decides what and what does not make it into the magazine. Sort of, right?
Yeah, sort of.
It's a group effort.
I see. Mm-hmm. And so he comes in each and every week, as you already know, and talks about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Jeff, welcome. Good to see you. Everything good?
So far, so good today.
All right. Yeah. I only have two words.
Yeah.
Damn Netflix.
Get you again?
It got me again. Yeah.
What?
The Walking Dead.
What was it this time?
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Midnight. I'm
Christian show.
What?
Christian show.
Yeah. Right. It was awful. Anyway, don't, ladies and gentlemen, as a public service announcement, please do not start watching that. It'll ruin your life.
Cancel next with Netflix.
That's right. Midnight, I'm up watching this thing. I know, right? And I had an 8:30 appointment this morning.
You just look at the clock and you're like, I did it again.
Right. Did it again. Yeah. All right. Enough of my problems. What do you got on your list of stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week?
Well, how does the perfect rendezvous sound?
Ooh, sounds like hijinks will ensue.
You ready to hear it?
Yeah, go. Hype.
Zoe will introduce her new boyfriend, TJ, to her parents, Thomas and Joanne, at dinner at a restaurant this Friday evening. She's anxious because her father has never liked any of her beaux.
Ooh.
Since her father's approval is important, Zoe calls a local radio personality.
Oh, there you go.
Ada Lynn for advice.
Ada Lynn?
That's right. But how was Zoe to know that her father would be listening?
Oh.
Or that he would take advice meant for Zoe's boyfriend as advice for himself.
This is...
Needless to say, it creates misunderstandings.
Yes.
Near misses.
Yes.
Dare I say hijinks.
Will ensue.
Characters on the stage. As well as fun for the audience.
All right. Where is this and what? When?
This is the Ankeny Theater production in Ankeny.
Ankeny.
The Ankeny Community Theater.
Yeah, we got this thing about Ankeny. We bookended last week with Ankeny. We started with Ankeny and we ended with Ankeny.
That's right.
Ankeny
sandwich.
Yeah. All right. Well, the state fair is over with, so there ought to be lots of things going on. So, yeah, we got Ankeny down. Check mark. Next.
State fair, they have that this year?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Hmm. Anyone go?
There's less than a million, I understand. About 975,000, but Gary Slater, who's the fair manager, was elated.
I'm sure.
I know the governor was elated.
That's a good number for considering.
Everybody was
if you're
elated.
The fair, you're happy.
Yeah. I saw people, they were there for the band, the Doobie Brothers. Oh, come on, that's pretty cool.
I saw the Doobie Brothers in concert once.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Farm Aid, maybe 1999-ish.
Huh? See?
I did not go to see the Doobie Brothers. You know, if you remember Farm Aid, they had 10 concerts or something at once. Went to see, I was a little more interested in Dave Matthews and Neil Young.
Matthews Band.
The place was kind of asleep until the Doobie Brothers, and they just, no one really came to, they weren't the main act, but they
juiced it.
Just the enthusiasm went through the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Their music just got people
going.
Doobie
Brothers. Great. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, and they were at the fair.
Yes, they were.
I wasn't, but they were.
You know, I think they've been going 5 decades, like 50 years.
Yeah, I know. Did you see that Charlie Watts?
Hmm.
Drummer for the Stones died.
Oh, I heard someone.
Yeah. Brian.
You got to get the name right when you're reporting.
I know, right?
You can't just guess, Michael.
It's been that kind of day. Thank you, Netflix. It's been that kind
especially
of day.
Especially on low sleep.
You're right. All right.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Barnstormers, playoffs. Booyah.
Booyah. Barnstormers. Yep. Indoor football.
This will be Saturday night, 7:05 kick at the Well. First round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Take on the D.C. Gladiators.
The D.C. Gladiators. Now, I suspect that the D.C. Gladiators are from Washington, D.C. Who knows, right?
I didn't look it up. Okay. You would suspect that, but you never know. Might be like
doesn't
district.
Matter.
Might be
yeah,
something.
Right.
It doesn't matter. We're the 4 seed, they're the 5 seed, and cheer them on. Hopefully,
cheer them on.
Hopefully bring home another title.
All right. D.C. Gladiators. We hate them. Mm-hmm. All right.
Also, Saturday, Downtown Farmers Market.
Of course.
Everyone knows the drill on that. Saturday night, if you're not at the game, Glow Wild with Polk County Conservation is going on.
What is?
Glow.
Glow Wild?
Yeah, they do like this glow. It's like a festival type of thing they've got. And they've got glow sticks going on.
Oh, nice.
I think the fire. And
fire?
All kinds of, like a bonfire.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Okay. Where is this happening at?
This is
you know, if you're going to report the news,
yeah. I blew it on this one. You have to go at www.glowwild.com.
Glowwild.
Glowwildiowa.com.
Got it. Okay. Yep. There you go.
And they will point you in the right direction, 4 to 10.
Glowwild Iowa. You know, it reminds me, you and I were contacted last week from some restaurant dude.
Yeah, that's on the list.
Oh, it is?
You put it on the list. Did you talk to him?
No, I didn't. Okay. No. I was watching Netflix. I don't work.
Huxley's Prairie Fest is going on this weekend.
Huxley.
Starts Friday, runs through Saturday. Food, inflatables, live music, and volleyball parade. Petting zoo.
Wow.
Might be something. There's not one fixed location. It's kind of around town.
Around, yeah.
Yep.
Huxley's not that large.
No, it's not a big place.
No. Just, so you'll be able to find everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there.
Right. You just follow the noise.
Go to Huxley.
Yeah. Altoonapalooza.
Altoonapalooza.
Returns. Samwise Sports Complex in Altoona.
What is all this?
Whole slate of affairs.
Okay.
You know, it's like community
it's kind of
festival,
a community festival right? going on in Altoona.
Same thing as like the Huxley thing.
Right, it starts this weekend.
Yep. So it starts at 8 a.m. with Kiwanis Breakfast, then there's Mud Volleyball, there's Mud Tug of War, there's a car show, Bags Tournament, Kids Zone, business
stuff,
kind of product vendor area, food trucks, inflatables, live music. Yeah.
Yeah. Altoona. Known for the racetrack.
Altoonapalooza is not your bag. Maybe you might be up for Waukeepalooza.
Get out of here.
Going on at Centennial Park in Waukee.
East
Same
Omaha.
Same sort of thing. Yep. Yeah. So a lot of live, more live music. This is more live music focused.
You know, I just, speaking of East Omaha, did you get the news that Von Maur is closing?
Yeah.
Their, the
moving,
valley.
I think.
No,
moving or closing?
Well, they're closing the Valley West
location,
and they are moving out to Jordan Creek.
Okay.
Which is East Omaha.
I know they
Omaha.
Resisted that move for a long time.
All right. So that means now, if I want to go there, I got to drive all the way out there.
All the way out there. It's just new mall.
Yeah, but new mall, you know, it's and it's trendy, I guess. You know, I've been there 3 times. And
Jordan Creek.
Yeah.
I've always been loyal to Valley West.
Yeah, well, it's right here.
Yeah.
So now just plan on driving a little further.
Yeah.
And while you're there, you know, I don't know. Go to the Henry Dorley Zoo.
What's that?
That's in Omaha.
Oh.
Because you're going to be in East Omaha out there in Waukee, for crying out loud. So. Might as well just go to the zoo, too.
Oh, Jordan Creek can hang us right on the edge.
Yeah, it's in West Des Moines, I think. Yeah. But, you know.
Technically,
it's way out there.
I remember when all that was cornfields.
I do, too.
We used to drive out there in high school.
Yeah. Well, now it's
gravel roads. Yeah.
Now they got Chick-fil-A. They got all kinds of stuff out there.
Oh, I know about the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, there you go. Good stuff.
Let's see.
Did
How
you
about,
know they
yeah.
do delivery?
No, I did not.
I did not know that either.
When did that start?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I feel like I would know.
I was.
We go there frequently.
Well, I was, hold on. Oh. Got to get Yofi up here. So I was in my driveway a couple of weeks ago, and a Chick-fil-A van pulls up to my neighbor's, and a guy gets out with a bag of stuff and, you know, delivers.
What was in the bag?
I don't know. Chick-fil-A stuff.
It'd be a good cover if it was.
It's, something else?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they got that squeaky clean reputation.
Yeah, right. Right, yeah. It could be, yeah. Drugs.
Just saying.
All right.
Did I skip the Cosmic Music Festival?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, okay, so Cosmic Kingdom Music Festival also going on at Sleepy Hollow Renaissance Park. This is outdoor camping, music,
camping.
And the arts.
Nice.
Two-day electronic music and arts festival.
Outside.
Outside. It's going to be hot. Is it going to be hot? You seen the weather?
It's going to be hot.
I'm starting to get used to it now, though.
Oh, yeah? You know, I don't have air conditioning in my vehicle, so... Mm. So it's always nice, you know. It's always, you know.
Oh, there's nothing like it in a car,
right?
You know,
it's nice and warm.
Yeah, it's toasty.
Yeah, heater works. Check engine light's still on, but yeah, I don't know what the hell.
That thing never goes off till it burns out.
Right.
Waiting on that. They can make regular light bulbs with the staying power of a check engine light bulb. Anyway, Maddie Pop will perform
Maddie
at the Yard
Pop.
In Johnston at the Johnston Town Center Grand Opening Extravaganza.
A Grand Opening Extravaganza?
I added the extravaganza.
Oh, okay. And that's in Johnston.
Yep. The Yard at Johnston Town Center hosting Maddie Pop.
She was on American something.
Yep. So, so since her Idol victory, Maddie has been in high demand.
High demand.
Multiple TV shows, including Jimmy Kimmel Live and so on.
Our own Iowan.
Saturday at 8:30, she'll play. Also, Jason Wallsmith of the Nadas.
Oh, Jason.
Yep.
Good guy.
Celebrates her grand opening of this whole new building infrastructure in Johnson.
Okay.
How about, what do you want? How about Ingersoll Live? All the festivals are this weekend, seems
like. Oh, yeah, sure. That's down on the avenues.
Yep, that's right. It's their Saturday event.
It's a big deal.
It's their big event of the year. 4 to 11, open air, street festival, live music, local artists, family-friendly games, food trucks.
Yep.
Dancing, axe throwing,
inflatables. Axe throwing.
Nine-hole putting course.
Wow.
Ooh, and giant Jenga.
Jenga.
Mm-hmm. Giant Jenga.
See, you should come back to town for that. Emma would have a great time.
She would.
Yeah. She'd be dancing in the street.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. All right.
They would love it. Okay, how about Dam to Des Moines run from Sailorville to downtown Des Moines this weekend? It's Dam to Des Moines now. Dam to DSM.
I got it. Was that like a long way?
I think I think it used to be like a 5K.
I don't know.
I forget, but.
But it's going on.
This weekend.
Dam to Des Moines.
Yep.
Got it.
Hearty and flavorful food options are on the agenda at Iowa's first Garbanzo Mediterranean Fresh.
Garbanzo Mediterranean Fresh. Now, what's the hype on this?
Opened up, that's it. It's just the first Garbanzo. It's just fresh.
Fresh garbanzo beans.
Yeah.
Okay.
For people trying to eat healthy.
Got
Mediterranean
it.
Fresh strives to meet the growing demand for healthy and flavorful food. 1550 North Ankeny Boulevard.
1550 North Ankeny Boulevard. Again, with Ankeny.
Ankeny's up and coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got 15 high schools up there.
They do.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
They're out of names.
Yeah, well, no. I think they're going to name the next one Millennial High. I told you that last week.
Franklin, okay, this is a fun one. Fall gardening tips with Kalsa from Polk County Extension.
Gardening
Franklin
tips.
Franklin Avenue Library's meeting room.
And then they'll meet
there and then go outdoors. This is Monday, 6 o'clock.
I should send my bride.
You should.
Yeah, because she insists that we have plants and garden stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then just weeds overtake it.
Yeah.
I can't see anything out there.
We were recently gifted a bonsai tree. Really? Neither of us have green thumbs. We don't know what we're doing. We're told this thing can live 1,000 years.
Yeah, you're right. So it's something to pass on to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But you got, I think there's YouTube.
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. Not Netflix, YouTube. And find out how to care for a bonsai tree.
There's got to be a trick to it.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Sure, it's got about 3 months to live. The Iowa Cubs are playing all week, starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Wow. That's like a 90-game home stand.
This week they're playing the Omaha Storm Chasers.
Oh,
that's
those
the
people again.
Royals franchise.
Yeah, I hate them.
I see you're wearing a Detroit Tigers hat.
I am. I'm loyal to my Tigers. Did you see that Detroit Tiger? I start these things and I can't remember the guy's name. Made the 500th home run the other day.
Who would that be?
Maggie.
Miggy Cabrera?
Yeah, Cabrera. Thank you.
500 already, huh?
Yeah. That's smoking, man. Detroit.
I don't think he's that old. I don't watch baseball too close anymore, but it seems like not that long ago he was one of the young guys.
Yeah. 500 home runs.
Wow.
Detroit.
Might be going for the record someday.
There you go.
How about Tuesday, Mary Barton's Quilt and Textile Legacy in Winterset. This is the Iowa Quilt Museum. I have not been there.
Been there either. I had a friend that used to do bus trips to the National Quilt Museum. I think it was someplace in Kentucky. Paducah, maybe. Did you hear know about that?
No.
Yeah. There you go.
Paducah.
Paducah, Kentucky.
It's not very often I say Paducah.
It's not, yeah.
They have the National.
I believe so, yes. Bus trips.
Go down there. Quilting is big.
Quilting is big.
Yeah.
If you got the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could probably watch it. Yeah. You could probably watch Netflix and quilt at the same time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Maybe.
And learn.
And learn.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's neat. I just don't know anything about it.
I don't either. But this is Tuesday, yes?
Yeah, Tuesday. I think it's going on, you know, intermittently, but I put it on Tuesday because we were light.
What? All right.
We needed a Tuesday.
Yeah, so. I see. Okay.
Yeah. Wednesday, Zubru.
Zubru. Last one.
Yeah, it might be.
I believe it is. I think I saw the piece on it the other day. $19,000 a day to care for the aminals.
Yep.
And I believe this is the last Zubru of the
season.
Get
out there. Support those animals. Last but not least, you know it, Thursday.
Oh, yeah, Valley Junction.
This week it is Final Mix. It's the live
Ooh,
music.
Ooh, they are so good.
Valley Junction Farmers Market and free live music.
Final Mix.
You betcha.
And Garbanzo.
Garbanzo. That's my favorite word, man.
Up in Ankeny.
It's the only reason that made the list.
Right. Garbanzo. Yeah, that's one of those fun words to say.
Yep. What's your favorite word?
Magnificent.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like lunch.
Lunch? Lunch is your favorite word.
Side dish.
Free. All right, Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, managing editor for City View Magazine. Thanks so much for doing this, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, for all of us that put this together each and every day on Fridays, it's just a little strange, but hey, we'll take it.
Lunch.
Lunch. It's about that time, isn't it?
Just about. I'm headed next.
All right, we got to get out of here. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is none other than Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friends Jim Goodlett. James Goodlett, as a matter of fact. And he is at
Jam Good Productions.
Thank you. Man, what a finish. Yeah. Hey, a programming reminder. We're back on News Talk 1540 KXEL with the Business Week in Review. Sunday, noon central. And yes, they do stream. We'll have that up on our Twitter feed, which is, by the way, at IOB_NewsHour. We got to get out of here. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.